Passion and purpose collide. We are on a mission to interview women and the occasional token man about how their passion and purpose have collided to create healthy relationships and profitable businesses. I am Elizabeth Dunham, publisher of The Franchise Woman, and I'm here with Rebecca Bonet, Chief Scientist of Zoracle Profiles. How are you doing today, Rebecca?
I'm fabulous, Elizabeth. Excited about this upcoming interview.
I know, me too. It's going to be a good one. But first, we have to do our roses and thorns for the week. What did your week been like?
Well, I know you're going to think I'm vain when I bring this up. I live in San Diego, and we don't have bugs, right? And I think a lot of that is because so often we are in droughts. But this year, we've had a lot of rain, and so we have mosquitoes. And so my thorn this week is I woke up this morning with 3 mosquito bites. Now, that doesn't sound like a horrible thing, except they're all on the leg that I broke, which I can't bend down. I can't do a whole lot of stuff. So I have a mosquito bite behind my knee, and then I have one on the inside of my foot, and then I have one that looks like a goose egg. That's on whatever that knob is between your foot and your ankle, you know, that thing.
Mm-hmm. Like your big ankle bone.
My ankle bone. So, and it looks like a goose egg. So, again, that wouldn't be a big deal because you get some hydrocortisone cream on it or whatever. But I can't bend over that well right now with my femur. And so it's ching like poo-poo. And... I'm just like miserable. But then I remembered, and this is the roses part of that, is I have some dear friends that are realtors, and they give out these kind of scratch sticks, right? And he uses it in marketing, you know, I'll scratch your back if you scratch my back, kind of for referrals. And I have 2 of them. And so I was able to reach the mosquito bites using this kind of thing. So it just made me so appreciative that even in the little things, how important friendships are, right? That
friends to give you back scratchers.
Friends that give you back scratchers and think about those things, you know, places you can't reach if you didn't have some friend that offered you something like that. So the thorn mosquito bites. I don't like them. That's why I live in San Diego. And the rose, of course, is I am so blessed with some of the most incredible friends.
And so you. Amazing. You too. I know. That is hugely critically important. And who doesn't need a good back scratcher? I mean, that's a great friend. That's so funny. Well, I think I had a hard time narrowing it down this week, but my thorn is one man in the last several weeks condescendingly. And I know when you and I have talked about it before, you said that you don't attribute it to anything except trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
If somebody's stressed out, or they tired, or they whatever. And my thought, I'm just like, oh, they're a misogynist. That's why they do it. They talk down to women. And it's interesting to be in different locations and have those different perspectives, because in Alabama, I have left networking groups because of the way when the men in the group spoke to the women. And when I tried to stand up, not a lot of women stood up with me because they valued the networking group more than, in my opinion, their own dignity.
So right.
And people sent me nice messages saying, good for you. And then they stayed in the group. Yeah. So that's kind of weird. The rose is that my son, and this is not because he's not here, my 17-year-old is on a trip with my brother and his daughter, and they're meeting my sister and her husband and their two kids. They are going to the beach late, and he was so excited, he could hardly stand himself. I got a countdown every day to half day for weeks. They have plans. They make cooking videos. You know, they've got the dinners planned. They're going to, and he's the big fish in the little pond this time. He's the oldest one.
Aww.
And they all have the pool. So I'm excited for him to get to be the king of the castle for the next few days with his cousins and have a great time. And he was so irritating about how excited he was that I would just have to say, you've got to take a breath and just, you know, calm down. But he said, he worked until 10 o'clock last night. And he said, I'm so glad I got to work late because then all I have to do is go to sleep and get up.
Oh, he's so excited.
He's so excited about it. So it's more funny than irritating, but occasionally when I'm trying to work and he comes in here to give me the report about how many days are left, I'm like, okay, got it.
Oh, how fun. How fun.
So I can't wait to hear how it goes when they get back.
Yeah, me too. You'll have to report back.
I will. Hopefully he will separate himself. But other than that, I'm sure everything will be wonderful. He's pale. He's a redheaded white boy.
I love it.
We are ready for our first commercial break. And when we come back, we will have our exciting guest. We can't wait to talk to her.
Zoracle, providers of spot-on profiles, the gold standard of assessment tools that assure you're selecting the right franchisees every time. Unlike DISC or others that simply gauge personality or communication styles, Zoracle's spot-on assessments are all franchise-specific and based upon seven sciences that nail the results each and every time. Your prospects simply answer a few questions online, and like magic, Zoracle's algorithms scientifically slice, dice, and analyze their thresholds for risk, their business acumen, and even their propensity for single or multi-unit ownership. Zoracle's spot-on analysis is like having a crystal ball, but there's no hoodoo here. It's all based upon science that flawlessly determines franchisee, franchisor compatibility, and accurately predicts performance. Why don't you schedule a demo today and take a complimentary look and see for yourself. It's the closest thing to a sure thing. Zoracle, spot-on assessments, based on science, but delivering results that seem simply magical. Check them out at www.zoracleprofiles.com.
All right, well, Becky, tell us who we've got today.
Oh, yes, obviously I'm so excited. So I want everyone to meet Nancy Bigley, Chief Operating Officer of Painting with a Twist. It's a franchise concept that pairs hands-on painting parties with wine. Oh, we can't go wrong with that, right? And it provides a carefree escape for women. Painting with a Twist currently has 280 locations within their network. Prior to Painting with a Twist, Nancy was CEO and co-founder of her own paint and sip brand, Bottle and Bottega. So Nancy's been involved in franchising since 1991, working in franchisee operations, leadership roles for brands such as Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin-Robbins, American League Fashion, and of course, the Dwyer Group, which now is the Neighborly Brands. Nancy's very involved in the International Franchise Association, and she volunteers her time as a mentor to other new franchisors through the organization's Franship Program and is the past chair of Women's Franchise Committee. So I met Nancy in 2009 or 2010 at an IFX event where she acted as a franchise shark judge. So I knew at that time Nancy Bigley was going to be Bigley. So welcome, Nancy. We're thrilled to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I love that. I hadn't heard that before, but thank you. That's awesome.
So I stole it from Donald Trump. I hope you don't mind.
Don't mind at all.
Oh, Elizabeth, let's toss it to you to ask Nancy our first question, because I know we have a list a mile long for her.
Well, we do. And to start with, we talked to Richard Lavelle, who works with you a few weeks ago, who was delightful and gave a great answer about what it's like to work with a whole lot of women. And his answer related to women being more able to focus on work when they're at work and home when they're at home, and just get it done so that they can, you know, put their day together appropriately. How do you think it is working? I know you have a mostly female team. So what is your response to Richard? Do you agree that that's the way women present themselves, particularly in your organization? I thought you gave a great answer.
Yeah, that is a great answer for Richard. Yeah, he's definitely overpowered in our company for sure. But he's amazing. He does a great job of balancing us all out. But yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, I don't know, we hope so, right? Like you hope, we hope that we're more focused and more organized and, you know, able to sort of multitask. I definitely, you know with our group, we're a big group of multitaskers, but I also, you know, I have a male on my team and he's a pretty good multitasker too. So, you know, I think it just comes with the job. When you got a lot on your plate, you just got to figure it out, right? But yeah, I think he's probably pretty spot on.
Well, and when we talked to you the other day to get ready for this interview, we talked about the fact that you all often have to coach men in working with women, how women think differently, how they analyze things differently, how they make decisions differently, that kind of thing. So tell me a little bit about that. What kind of coaching do you do to help men better work seamlessly with women?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think, you know, again, I've always approached my leadership role and thinking like I'm just a leader. I'm not male, I'm not female. I mean, I am female, obviously, but I, you know, I don't there's any particular traits. But then when I really started thinking about it, I'm like, well, you know, I think there are some. I definitely think we lead more with emotionally and not in a dramatic way, but just in a manner.